How good was that first day with Blake? It seemed like you guys had a great rhythm right out of the gate, and then how did it feed into today?
I think it felt good into today. You know, I thought we had a pretty good day yesterday. You know, I thought we had a pretty good day today as well. You know, I think we got a little tired and rusty at the end, you know, as a unit. But, you know, for the most part, though, I thought we had a pretty good day.
Has Keelan Cole kind of stood out to you throughout the offseason?
Yeah. You know, I thought he had good OTAs. I thought he's having a pretty good camp. You know, I mean, he's one of those guys who wants to learn and get better each and every day.
What's it mean to have a guy like A.J. Boye across the field? Jalen's out, obviously, so you don't get him, but here comes Boye. A, what does he do for your game? And B, how good are they going to be together?
Well, you know, I think they'll be pretty good together, you know. And going up against A.J. each and every day is pretty fun. You know, I know for me, you know, talking to him as far as, you know, certain things that he does as a corner and the things that I do as a receiver, you know, we kind of communicate off each other, you know, off of some of the wins and losses, you know, to try to get better.
A little quieter going up against him than
Jalen. Is that
again?
Is
a little quieter going up against him?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, everybody knows that Jalen talks a lot and things like that. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, it's always great work going up against either one of those guys.
What changes for you when the pads go on?
Not too much, you know. For me, you know, throughout the offseason, I've really upped my physicality as far as playing-wise. So when the pads come on, you know, it's nothing different. You know, just go out there and continue to play my game.
You know, the key word that the coaches keep talking about is toughness. When the pads go on, can you do more to kind of create that team-wide, that toughness?
Yeah, for sure. I think so. I think so in the run game, you know, aspect of it. But as far as being a receiver, you know, in the pass game, you know, for us, not too much change. You know, we're all, for the most part, try to be technique receivers. You know, I mean, we know we got to use our physicality at times, you know, but that's something that we don't want to really try to depend on all the time. You know, I mean, at the same time, we want to be good with our feet, we want to get in and out of our breaks, you know, and we want to do things well that receivers do well, you know. But if it comes time to being physical and being tough, you know, we got to do what we got to do.
You mentioned upping physicality. What did you do to work on that in the offseason?
As far as just, you know, being able to use my hands and my upper body with my feet, you know. For me, I would say I was more of a kind of more of a footwork receiver, you know. At the same time, you know, I also was physical, you know, but kind of being able to match those up, you know, has really helped me out a lot.
What's it been like working with Keenan?
It's been awesome, you know. Having him in the film room and on the practice field, you know, for him always challenging us as a receiver group, you know, he's played in this league for a long time, you know, so he knows what it takes to be good day in and day out.
Doug has talked about building toughness with this team. Do these upcoming 5 straight padded practices, is that kind of where it shows?
I think so. You know, I know probably for most guys, you know, that'd be our first time doing it, you know, so I mean, I think so. You know, I mean, again, I mean, I'm not 100% sure. You know, I haven't done a 5 padded practice in a row yet. So we'll see. You know, but I know as a team, you know, all the guys had a faith in Doug that he's gonna put us in the best position possible.
Are you curious at all to see how Fournette looks in pads?
No, I mean, I've seen him out of pads. You know, I mean, just how he runs and how he plays. You know, I mean, it's evident to see. You know, I mean, he's a physical guy. You know, I mean, he runs pretty aggressively. You know, I saw him on the film with pads on, you know, so I mean, I'm pretty sure not too much change. You know, he's a physical guy.
Is it easy for you to put everything out of your mind and go to camp with a clear mind?
Oh yeah, for sure. You know, for me, I mean, this whole year, you know, from the time I stepped into the offseason, you know, preparing for this upcoming season, you know, I've been able to put everything behind me, you know, and put everything inside, you know, and have one main focus, and that's to be a great teammate, you know, and to help my team win games. You know, that's the most important thing.
What's the next step look like for Marquise Lee after getting sort of breakthrough last year?
Just again, you know, I think for him, just kind of following up. I mean, everybody knows the player. I mean, the player he could be. He knows the player he could be. You know, I don't think it's some type of secret or special thing that he has to do. You know, I mean, just go out there and play. You know, he's a special player.
You, Allen, and Marquise on the same side of the field for a couple of plays today. Does Nate really like moving you guys more around a lot from the slot outside?
Well, yeah, for sure. You know, I think that's the versatility that having us there on the field, that's what that brings you. You know, every time we break the huddle, you don't know who's going to go where. So I think with all of us being on the field at the same time, you know, I think it can be pretty hectic for defenses.
How comfortable are you in the slot?
I'm very comfortable. You know, I played the slot a little bit in college. You know, I played it in the NFL. You know, I'm pretty comfortable with the slot.
When you saw that the Jags drafted Leonard, what was your immediate reaction about what it could do for this offense?
I know it could do a lot. You know, I think we have a pretty deep running back room. You know, between Leonard, Chris, and TJ. You know, I think all those guys and Corey as well. You know, I think those four guys in the backfield. You know, I think you have a pretty dynamic backfield. You know, at any point in time, but when those guys run the ball, I don't really think you lose the beat.
Just follow up that. As a receiver, did it bother you at all that this team was so pass heavy last year? I mean, yes, you want to get balls, but that's usually, except for New England, is not a recipe for success in this league.
Yeah, you know, I mean, that's something that, you know, I don't really have too much control over. You know, for me, I'm not a guy who loses sleep over things I can't control. So I mean, if we got to throw the ball 50 times a game, we got to make it happen. You know, that was my mindset at the end of the day. You know, but I mean, adding another guy like that to our offense, you know, is going to help us out. You know, so I mean for sure as an offense, once we saw him drafted, you know, we were excited. You know, he brought another weapon to our group.
It's a week away, but when you played New England those practices, Stephon Gilmore, Malcolm Butler, how much of a test will that be for you, and how much will you embrace that?
I think it'll be a big test. You know, and I definitely will embrace it. You know, again, going up against guys like AJ Bouye, you know, even though Jalen's hurt, but you know, when he's healthy, going up against him and some of our other DBs, you know, I think those guys kind of help us for that challenge, you know. But being able to face such a great group early, you know, with New England as an entire secondary, you know, I think that'd be big for our offense.
I really haven't seen the potential of you, Allen, and Marquise all together for an extended period of time during the season. I thought there's been injuries and stuff. But I mean, are you guys looking forward to maybe finally getting you guys together for an extended period of time?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I mean, going into each and every year, you know, that's the goal. You know, so hopefully, you know, everyone can stay healthy and things like that. You know, I mean, it is NFL and injuries happen. You know, but for the most part, hopefully, we all can stay healthy and get that accomplished this year.
Is your off season different this year? More motivated, more determined? I mean,
yeah, it was a lot different. You know, for me, I would say a little bit after the first couple weeks of February. You know, I went out to Arizona. I trained for 8 weeks out there up until OTA time. Came back here, and then once we broke here, I trained in Charlotte. So for me, you know, it's been a little bit different. You know, I have been staying here training. You know, but I mean, I think that for the places that I went and got trained, you know, I thought I got some pretty great work, and I think it's helped me out a lot.
More motivated, more
return? Yeah, for sure. You know, for us, it's one of those things where, you know, for me, the most important thing is, you know, helping my team win games. You know, nobody wants to have that feeling how they had last year. You know, I mean, we've had a lot of long off seasons. You know, and for me, you know, that's not something that I want to have again.